guys, how's it going? I'm Lair, and I'm one of the hosts of the day. And you're here with us on a Trip to the Badlands podcast. I'm here with
Curly.
Hi guys, I'm Mo. We are exploring the 50 states, and we just entered South Dakota.
Thanks for joining us today. This is a podcast about the Badlands.
So, I'm originally from New York, and I moved to South Dakota for college and decided to go to the Badlands for some sightseeing. And the Sunrise Guided Tours, they were amazing, and the animals I saw were awesome, and I couldn't believe it.
Larry, hold on there. We have to talk about how we all met first.
Yeah, I think Mo was right.
Ugh, fine. So, I was going to Mount Rushmore after I went to the gift shop and met these crazies.
Crazies? Am I really that crazy?
Yes, you are.
Hey, no I'm not.
Whatever you say.
Larry, do you see how mean she is to me?
Listen, ladies. No fighting.
It's not me.
What did I just say? What would you guys do without me? Am I just that special?
Well, that is how we met, but we need to tell a little more about the Badlands National Park. I mean, after all, we are talking about South Dakota and our trip. Also, we need to point out where we went and what we visited. This is why we are doing...
Mo, calm down. We will. It's gonna take a few seconds.
Hey, don't cut me off. I was talking and that was extremely rude of you. Like, I was saying...
Here we go again.
That is why we are doing this podcast, to tell what we did and where we went.
Yeah, whatever.
So there are these very wonderful trails that you can go on.
Yeah, so you can get off your lazy butts and get some exercise. It's good for you, you know.
Larry, you can't say that here. Remember, this is a family-friendly podcast.
Hey, I didn't say the other word.
Larry, didn't you just say no arguing?
Anyways, did you know that the Badlands was established and founded by Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Also, it was founded to preserve the natural scenery.
Wait, are you talking about the president? Like, the president? I've always wanted to meet him.
Yeah, he discovered it in 1883, and then it was established in 1939.
It wasn't an actual national park until 1978, though.
Oh, hey, I heard the Ogallala Dakota tribe still live there to this day. They are known for the incredibly strong and fierce tribe with legendary warriors. How cool is that?
Cool, I guess.
I bet you didn't know that during World War II, a large amount of the Pine Ridge Reservation was taken by the Department of Army for the use of practice bombing and gunnery range.
I did not know that.
So, does anyone know the real reason why the Badlands is a national park?
No. Do you?
Yes, I do. Do you guys want me to tell you guys?
No, we just asked because we didn't want you to tell us. Yes, we wanted you to tell us.
Okay. It became a national park because it holds the world's richest fossil bed, and it permits scientists to find many fossils and to study prehistoric animals like rhinos, horses, saber-toothed tigers, and last but definitely not least, dinosaurs. I can't believe you didn't know that. I guess I'm just better.
How would you know? That is a lot to remember.
That proves men have bigger brains than women.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, dinosaurs. I have always wanted to see a dinosaur that's still alive.
Curly, that would be extremely dangerous.
Whatever, Mo. Way to ruin all the fun I dream of having.
Look, ladies, it's Mount Rushmore.
Wow, I never really thought it was this big.
Yeah, me either. Did you know it is 5,725 feet above sea level?
And it's 1,278.45 acres. Take that, Mo.
Larry, why are you always extremely mean to me and not Curly?
I'm not. I just think you're wrong sometimes. That's all.
Did I ask?
Actually, you did, so take that.
When?
Like 5 seconds ago.
Listen, ladies, calm down.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't give me that attitude, young sir.
Okay, Larry, you really gotta stop, because now you are fighting with Curly. Curly. And you never fight with Curly.
Hey, we should go to a restaurant tonight for dinner. I heard there is a Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it isn't only ice cream. They have some fast food, too.
Yes, I love some ice cream. Look, here it is, only 10 minutes away from the Badlands National Park.
Great idea, Curly.
I know. I'm the best.
They have lunch and dinner, so tomorrow, if we think the food is good, we can have lunch there.
Who wants dinner when you can have ice cream? I mean, come on, use your brain.
They have takeout, outdoor seating, parking available, wheelchair accessibility, and even a drive-thru. The ones at home never had a drive-thru.
Okay, guys, let's go. I'm so hungry.
Stop, you're making me hangry. Let's go.
Hi, I'll get a bacon burger with a small fry and a blizzard with cookie dough Oreos and Butterfingers, please.
Hi, can I get a cheeseburger and large fry and the biggest blizzard you have with chocolate ice cream with chocolate and caramel and marshmallow syrup with jumbo marshmallows? And Mo, you're paying.
Hi, can I get a cheeseburger with no pickles and a large fry? And can I also get a large snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard? And can you put whipped cream on that as well? Thank you.
Nom, 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 nom.
Wow, that food was awesome.
Yeah, it really was delicious.
We should definitely get that tomorrow for lunch. Later night, we should get some more ice cream.
Larry, I think you had enough ice cream for the day. You had a jumbo blizzard.
Yeah, I think Mo was right.
You guys are no fun.
We should go stargazing tonight. I heard there are more than 1,000 stars in the sky.
Oh yeah, it says tonight would be a great night.
So, are we gonna just sit here and not go, or are we, like, actually gonna go?
Yes, we are, and we can bring a blanket that I have in the car, and we can lay on it.
Okay, let's go.
Here we are.
Finally, took you long enough to drive here, Mo.
Stop being so rude, Larry.
Thanks, Curly. Let me lay the blanket down, then we can lay down and look at the beautiful stars.
I call the blanket.
Larry, get back here. Stop running. You're gonna get hurt.
Larry, stop.
Na 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 poo poo, you can't catch me.
Whatever. We'll just go.
Bye-bye, Larry.
Okay, coming.
Finally, a little break. These stars really are beautiful.
Look, there's a shooting star.
Oh, I see it.
Guys, make a wish.
Made mine.
What was it?
Well, if I tell you, it won't come true.
Whatever. I made mine, too.
I made my wish.
Will you tell me yours? Because Larry is too scared that his won't come true if he says his wish.
Haha.
Am not.
Okay, guys, stop fighting.
Anyone know what time it is?
Nope.
Well, I think this is a good time to end our Badlands South Dakota podcast.
Okay, I think so too.
Okay, bye all my favorite people.
See you guys another time.
Bye guys, hope you liked our podcast. See you in North Dakota.